Sometimes it's worth remembering that Australians faced a pandemic similar to COVID-19 over 100 years ago. After World War I ended on the 11th of November 1918, our armies returned home carrying an influenza-like disease, which was being compared to the plague or the Black Death. At that time, the Lismore and District Hospital, now the Lismore Base Hospital, had just 62 beds. The chairman of the hospital board said at the time, "We are threatened with one of the most dreaded diseases in the world's history," but it had not yet reached the Northern Rivers. Alan Foster is from the Richmond River Historical Society, and he has unearthed a wonderful article on the subject written by John Stewart, who was Lismore's first health inspector. Good morning, Alan. This article you've unearthed is the personal record of John Stewart. What would you say are the parallels between his experience of the pandemic of 101 years ago and COVID-19?
It really is quite amazing, and there are other journals we have, and you know, you have the little things like saying things like, "This will never escape Sydney, we don't need to worry." We have mask wearing being recommended by everyone, and of course, "It's too hot to wear a mask around here, I don't think we'll bother." We have, you know, there are numerous little social parallels, I suppose you would describe them, as between then and now. There's, you mentioned the troops coming back. There was a ship came into Sydney Harbour, and it was packed with men desperate to get ashore. And someone in Sydney Harbour said, "Oh, don't worry about the quarantine, we'll let them go." Within 36 hours, one of those guys was in Glen Innes.
Mm-hmm. What was it, Glen Innes, Alan?
The trains of the time, of course, were the planes of our era, and people never realised it could move that quickly.
Yeah. And so did it take long for the disease to reach the Northern Rivers from Sydney?
Everyone seems to think the thing ran really in a most virulent fashion between January and August of that year. Around February, mid-February, the first cases were confirmed in the Lismore District. That was at Stony Gully Aboriginal Reserve near Kyogle. And that immediately started to cause some consternation in the area. And John Stewart remarks that he first of all came across a flag flying. A flag was to be raised if you felt, you know, there's problems in your home.
Yes, and you needed help, yes. You needed medical help, yeah.
Yes, and so that was his first came across that at about the same time, about in February.
And so February, this is 1919 we're in now.
1919, yes. Already, it's interesting too that CSL, Commonwealth Serum Laboratories, had quite an advanced ideas about disease in Australia, and there was also a vaccine for it. As it turned out, it was moderately successful, but it was useful for treating the side effects, which was, of course, pneumonia. Mm-hmm. The pestilence, as they called it, was a virus. And, of course, in that time, they really didn't have anything to deal with that.
Yeah. And so would you say the authorities were prepared for it here on the Northern Rivers?
I'm very intrigued to see some of the statements, both from Casino and Lismore, and that they were really... were prepared for it, but really it didn't, until it happened, the first occurrences were found, that's when they really started moving, and that was when they were starting to talk about quarantine areas and ambulances. And the interesting story for Lismore, of course, is Lismore had just bought a brand new motorised ambulance, but there was no way they were going to use that to put those pests on board. So they had to drag out the old horse and cart, and then they had trouble trying to find someone to drive the thing around.
Oh, my goodness. And so you mentioned the quarantine stations. Where were they set up, Alan?
Well, that was always going to be an issue. Like here in Lismore, that was going to be over in South Lismore in the school building. And, of course, you know, there's a little par that John Stewart says, "Yeah, that's right, we'll put them over in South Lismore, get them away from the silver tails up on Hospital Hill." That's a familiar ring, doesn't it? That was actually so I'm not sure whether John Stewart talks about the fact that at one stage some said that they were going to man the bridges, and if they tried to bring the pests across to South Lismore, they'd throw them into the river. Now, hopefully that was just talk of the time, but interesting little sidelights.
And that's what they that's what they called the people who had been infected with this disease, the pests.
Yes, well, that's he talks about the pests all the time. I believe it's just shorthand in his notes for pestilence.
I see. And so you mentioned nose masks. So masks were worn even back then, 102 years ago.
Oh, yes, that was one of the very first official recommendations coming. Remember that we were sort of the last continent to experience this, and there was a lot of advice coming from overseas by this stage.
Mm-hmm.
And masks were supposed to be the way to go, yet one doctor in Sydney refused to wear a mask, saying it actually added to the disease. So, parallels? No.
And so, sorry, we mentioned quarantine stations. I know there was one in Tenterfield. Were there several in the area?
Yes, well, the two closest to us, of course, were on the border. At that stage, Warringarra was where the New South Wales line met the Queensland line. Everybody had to get off the trains and change trains. So they decided to, at very short notice, close the borders. So if you were coming south, you had to stay in a camp at Warringarra. If you were going north, you were put onto Tenterfield showgrounds.
Uh-huh.
There are photos of that. The most interesting one for us, of course, is the one at Coolangatta. It was drawn right along the border. It was actually a fence. And you have pictures of people standing on each side of the fence and passing parcels across to each other and being very upset by it.
Isn't that extraordinary? Did many people die in this region?
The figures I have from John Stewart, and John Stewart, by the way, caught the virus himself and his family to us. So his notes actually petered out for a few weeks until his family got over it. His records indicate 24 deaths, so I would say from the figures I've seen it would be closer to 30 or 40.
Mm-hmm.
Casino was seen to have had a much more severe cases over there, and they had somewhere around 50 deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And John Stewart estimates that somewhere between 400 and 500 people actually were affected during that time.
Is that right? Yes. And so how long was it with the community, Alan?
And Lismore was under orders of lockdown, if you'd like to call it, between February and August. And I've seen the proclamation lifting the restrictions on Lismore in early September.
Mm-hmm.
Again, in talking lockdowns in that era, of course, we had commercial travellers coming to Lismore by boat, you know, to sell their wares around this area.
Yes.
And they found themselves locked down here in the hotels in Lismore. So, yeah, lockdown meant lockdown as well. They had to stay here within the town. I have also heard that there were actually armed blockades around some of the towns in this area, Cryogle being one.
Oh, you mean the army was brought in?
No, just local. I think the police,
okay.
Special constables were appointed.
Uh-huh. It's just amazing, Alan. And it's such a fascinating article that you've sent us. Thank you so much. Where would the listeners be able to read it?
Well, it's available here at the museum, of course. It appears in our bulletin, our quarterly bulletin, but that's also available to public. This one is not on our website as yet. We tend to hold them back about 12 months or so before they go on the website.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly it is available here at the museum.
All right, fantastic. The Richmond River Museum. It's been fascinating to chat. Thank you, Alan.
No worries. Thanks for the call.
All the best. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Alan Foster from the Committee of the Richmond River Historical Society.